I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs.
I play video games.
News from the Boomer with your hosts, John DeLuna, XB,
X-Chicken,
Weebum.
Damn right I am.
And Rob.
Here we go.
News from the Boomer.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna. Welcome to News Sound. It'll be good 520. This News Sound Wave is becoming essentially like a bi-weekly event. But this week we're on. This week we have the cast of stars, XV Peter, also known as Bweebum, and Rob. Rob the second. Hello everyone. So, guys, this is actually going to be kind of a gamesy week because Rob discovered Minecraft and Peter discovered Max Payne 3, both very relevant. And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention I'm an old fart, an old fuck, and I've got clear evidence of that, which I will share later in the show. But first, Rob, my friend, you are up. So there's this little game called Minecraft that's been around. I hear people like it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I think it's a fad. Yeah, amazing.
I don't know.
But
it's like John, Facebook. It's gonna go away.
Yeah, it's gonna have an IPO. Fall flat on its face. Anyway, Rob, you've been tweeting about this, so I know it's on your mind. So how is Minecraft specifically for the 360? How's that working out for you?
I'm really enjoying that. I think, for one thing, I'm adapting it, to it a little bit better than anybody else in the house because I had never played it using a keyboard and mouse. If you've never played it, basically the point is that there is next to no point. You build, you wander around, you find things, you craft items and weapons, and it sounds incredibly boring to describe it, but when you play it, it's a hell of a lot of fun. This should be easier to describe, but it's the whole object of the game is to build whatever you want, go wherever you want, try not to get blown up,
or have a skeleton eat you.
Yes, or have a skeleton eat you. And you know the 360 version, I'm told, is based on an earlier version than what's current for PC, so some of the newer features are not there. It also has a smaller landscape, so that apparently in the PC version of Minecraft, you can walk in one direction that will go on forever. In this, there are invisible walls to keep you to a specific area just so the 360 can actually handle it. That's, you know, in terms of finding certain resources, that will probably prove a problem to some people, but it's a super open world, do anything kind of game, and you can even there's a seed program set so that you can design your own worlds, which is basically what I've been messing with for about the last week, just coming up with random words and phrases to see what generates something worth playing with.
That's fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's fun. So it is a little bit. It's got elements of a console game, and it's got a little bit more of a limitation on it, but it's still, the spirit is still there.
Yeah, and also there is local multiplayer on this version, which is pretty nice, but only in high definition, as it turns out. So
how's that work?
What?
How's that happen?
Basically one person loads up their game and their world, and then anybody else up to three other people can grab a controller and join in and start digging and building things and smashing things and whatever. In my case, my brother's been playing this game for much longer than I have, so I'm sitting there. I've built a modest little house, and by the time I'm done that, he has built for me outside a vast mine, a garden with an aqueduct, there's an entire neighborhood around my house now, thanks to my brother.
What a guy. So the HD thing, like, limits who can connect and play a little bit? How's that work?
Yeah, for the local multiplayer, it's split screen, and just from looking at it, if you were to try and do that on a standard definition TV. It's one of those things where the text would be completely illegible.
I got you. Okay, so that makes sense.
We're working on a like 22-inch HD monitor, and I'm already squinting when we get into the three-player multiplayer. So
gotcha. So like the multiplayer, essentially the multiplayer screen sucks. It needs tweaking somehow.
Or a bigger screen.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess at some point, well, lots of modern games with lots of text, I guess, have kind of like a baseline screen size.
John, I'm sure like on your 78-inch plasma you have...
It's not 78-inch, it's like 50, 55. It's also old. Hella old.
65. Hella old.
Yeah, it's like...
I would take a hella old...
4 years old or something like that.
90-inch television over a brand new 32-inch.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Hey, I saw... Don't they have like a 96-inch now, like LED or something like that coming out now?
Yeah, I know they've been working on that.
I know Vizio has been
working on
something.
They
came out with Spectacularge. They're like all these super...
and it's Vizio.
It's like an 80-inch television. It's just like...
Maybe it's 80. No, let me see here. Oh, actually, I think I found it. Let me see here. No, I didn't find it. Damn it, Amazon. Anyway. Yeah, so I guess now you can get like over 80 without relatively hard work. I mean, if you got the money, you can find a really big one. That's too big. That's stupid big. Like, how big does your room have to be before like a 96-inch looks in scale with everything? You know what I mean?
About 20 feet between your TV and your couch.
See?
Jesus Christ.
See, you have to be in like the other room to watch TV in the living room. You know what I mean?
You have to essentially knock down like the walls to your dining room and your kitchen and just place it all the way at the end and then sit all the way in the back of the kitchen.
If I mean, I was going to go right that route, I'd just get a projector, honestly.
Well, there's that, and, you know, I mean, it kind of goes to the same point. For something that large, that's really going to your hardcore, dedicated home theater person.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, they have their special blackout room with their full surround sound and everything, and that's their display. That's not really something you're going to just casually drop in your living room one day.
No.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, so, it's not for people who watch TV in their living room. You gotta watch it.
There's also the other point behind this, which once you get past a certain screen size, even 1080p is gonna start looking like shit.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Well, yeah. I mean, even John's Mac is, your resolution is above 1080p.
So that's what they tell me.
So if you look at stuff that's 1080p, you're like, it looks pixely.
It almost doesn't look HD.
This isn't HD. This is crap, dude.
Yeah, this is crap.
America. I mean, that's why they're working on the 1440 format. You know,
they're doing 4000, right? It's like they're doing
4000
by something.
At what point can your the human eye just not pick up that kind of detail? Like, at what point are they just kind of almost wasting their time?
Well, it is a waste of time for anything under probably your 55-inch screen.
Uh-huh.
Because I know, like, at the 32 I have, it will do full 1080p, but at that scale between 720 and 1080, you can't really notice the difference.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And really, in my experience, if something's captured off an HD source, it doesn't matter if it's down to, like, 480, it's still going to look basically the same.
Interesting. So they really should, like, focus their... resources on cybernetic eyes and making us all like Kano or the Terminator. You can choose.
I really think it's why there's been such a big move toward 3D, even though that's kind of fading now.
It makes sense.
Because it's really the only next step to take that really means anything.
Mm-hmm.
And even that's limited.
Haven't you seen like Project Glass from...
Oh, right.
Take pictures.
Is that,
and stuff?
Is that not like a troll at some point? That's got to be a troll to some degree. Or is that really going to happen? I don't know.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think so. There's this picture on Google Plus where this dad, he's a Google engineer, and he was swinging his child around, you know, like one of those where you try to rip your child's arms off by swinging them around as fast as you possibly can. Yeah.
Yes.
Like that, and then he took a picture of him like that.
His kid? Okay.
Yeah. And you know, all they did was kind of like twitch a little bit, and they took a picture of his kid.
Okay. All right. Sounds awesome. Hey, what is awesome, or maybe it's not awesome, is Max Payne 3, which Peter played. Peter, how is Max Payne 3?
I like it. It is enjoyable. It is a shooter for sure, but it's a third person shooter, so I haven't burned out of those yet, so I can take this one. I haven't finished the campaign yet, but I heard it is quite short. It is only about 10 to 12 hours long. I'm already in chapter 5, I think. I think there's only like 10 or 11 chapters, and I've only played 3-4 hours at most. The gameplay is a little different than Max Payne 2, if you guys have ever played that. Because now you can cover, and you can, like, you know, come out of cover and shoot and hide again. And the enemies will work to flank you. Like, in the single-player mode, the enemies will, like, fan out, and they'll kind of come around you. But the AI, I think, sometimes is too smart for its own good, so it just, they randomly just start charging at you, like, right where you actually peek out and shoot right their face, so that works out.
So they're not good at flanking, but they do try.
They do okay. Like, I'm in this board right now that it's a square, it's like a rectangular type room, so it's like a cubicle farm type looking thing, and you're in the middle, you start in the middle, and they start coming out, like, around you. So you have to get around it, but then there's people that kind of, like, zigzag across to go to the other side, they kind of go from one corner to another corner, and kind of come at you from behind, so it's kind of hard to keep track of them, so... It's a lot different, so it's not like you're in a room and you keep going and nobody will shoot you in the back. Kind of.
Okay. So is it fun?
Yeah, I'm liking it. It's fun. It's definitely, I remember in Max Payne 2, the issue was you couldn't actually shoot anyone unless you actually used the bullet time, because it was just so, like, wildly inconsistent. Everything was just moving so fast, so you had to use the bullet time. This one, it slows down a little bit, so you don't have to use bullet time as much.
Yeah, bullet time got annoying. It's just like every time you had to make a bullet time kill, and it was... First of all, bullet time is a stupid meme at this point. And second of all, if it's the only way to kill anybody in a video game, that gets old really fast.
Right. They actually added a thing this time around called shoot dodge, which essentially they split up previously where you would do bullet time and then you would press the dive button and you would dive or jump. Instead, it's two separate bullet time things now. So you're, like, diving around and you shoot people, and it's, like, it's just a cooler, like, visualization. I don't know. The one time I did jump, I shot somebody in the leg, and then I did the dive over him, and as I was going over him, I did, like, shoot him right in the face.
Awesome.
So that was kind of cool. Yeah, that's exactly. One of the biggest things about this time, though, with the multiplayer, Rockstar created this thing called gangs. So it's similar to, like, in Call of Duty, where you have those, what they're called, like the game, like the tags, like the crew tags or something like that, I guess. Like, you have, like, oh, my name is your ass or something like that. And then a whole bunch of guys, your whole bunch of friends, they'll also be part of the XYZ up your ass game, like, team. And then you guys can, like, roam around and, pwn everyone and stuff like that. but this one, you can, this crew that you create in Max Payne will actually transfer to Grand Theft Auto 5. So
oh,
your
weird.
Character customizations and everything, yeah. So it's part of, like, they're trying to do more synchronization with their Rockstar social social club.
Oh, okay.
So you get to, like, do a lot of that. So that'll be cool, because Grand Theft Auto 4, if you guys have ever played the multiplayer for that, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty fun. You just drove around the city and just started, like, destroying stuff. It was pretty awesome. It was pretty fantastic.
Like,
it was
multiplayer in Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly. It's just like you playing Grand Theft Auto and then a whole bunch of other people playing at the same time and you're just killing each other. It's pretty fantastic. This one has a whole bunch of different types of multiplayer, and there's this one called Gang Wars, which essentially picks various different types of games. So ones like capture the flag or hold the base or deactivate a bomb or something like that. And it goes through like 5 different rounds, and depending on what side wins what game, it'll adapt to those things. So,
oh, interesting.
If the player, like, you know, Team A and Team B play, and then Team A loses, then Team A will be on the offense, and then et cetera. And then at the end, it'll always be like a death match on the fifth round, and everyone just slays each other.
That's how it always ends.
Yeah, that's how it should end. Sure.
Yeah, in mass death. I hear you, buddy. That's interesting. It's interesting that they're trying to tie in the their games through their social platform. That's cool.
It'll be interesting. The only gripe that I have about the online slow to game match, maybe there was just a lot of people at that time or that night, or they didn't have enough capacity or something. But there was times where I would search. It would keep searching for a game, and then it would finally find me a game, and I would be the only one in that room.
Oh.
And then I would sit there for like 2-3 minutes, and then people would start cycling into the room.
Matchmaking is like arguably, I would say matchmaking is arguably the most important part of like multiplayer. Because I've had some, I do most of my multiplaying online through fighting games, and just the lobby design and the matchmaking design is like a make or break for that. Like if the coding can't like find me a match within 30 seconds, like I just bail out. Like I get
You're
bored
out.
And bail out. And then also just the lobby design. Like if like the graphic interface of the lobby design doesn't make any sense or it's confusing, like I bail out, you know?
Yeah.
It could be awesome. The game itself could be awesome by the time I connect and play with people online. But just getting to there, if it's painful, I'm not even gonna play the game. I'm not even gonna get that far. Guys, to wrap up segment one, I have a story of woe. So this weekend, this is even better actually. This weekend was my birthday, and so age is on my mind.
Happy birthday, John.
Yes, thank you very much.
Sort of.
So yeah. I was at over the last few months, I've noticed some changes to my body, and I talked to my father about it. Had a long talk on the foot of the bed. No, actually, what happened was I'm starting to look more like my father, by which I mean my hair is fucking falling out. So this weekend, and I didn't even realize it was like my birthday weekend when I said pull the trigger, but this weekend I went to Walmart, marched into Walmart. Went to the men's hair care product aisle, which there is one, surprise, and picked out a nice $50 box of Rogaine. So I'm on that Rogaine bandwagon, y'all. It sucks getting old, Peter. Let us tell you right now. It sucks.
Speak for yourself, I still have all my hair.
Oh, well, I hate you. I hate you for that. You have more hair on your chin than I have on certain parts of my scalp at this point. So that's
I'm glad you limited that to scalp. Thank you.
Well, hey, let me tell you something. The day you
stop
find
wearing hair,
the
stop,
day
stop
you
wearing
find,
hats.
Well, that's true. Well, that's like a chicken and an egg. Like I guess the balder it gets, the more zany and bigger my hats can get. So at some point I can wear like a big Sunday church black lady hat. One of those.
Yeah,
black
exactly. What you need to eventually it'll be like Westminster Abbey.
Yes. Do what now, XV?
You need to get yourself a nice driving cab.
I do. So I can be Poe. And somebody can be my Miss Daisy. And it'll be awesome. I guess my wife can be Miss Daisy. She can sit in the back and just bitch at me all the time.
There you go.
Yeah. That sounds like a real marriage at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds fantastic.
Yes. Well, okay, all right, so, and just so you know, XV, the day you find, I don't know if any of you guys have found this yet, I don't want to know, but the day you find a white pube, that's another dark day. Those do happen, let me tell you.
Right? I think you have made Peter's brain blue screen.
I think what I've done is I've opened Peter's eyes to the hell that happens in your 30s. It's like this weird transition. It's this weird transition into old manhood.
Actually, all I kept thinking about was, do you go bald down there?
No, I don't think so. I'm not Googling that either. We already Googled before the show circumcision rates.
We did.
In America.
And we learned a lot.
We did.
We learned a lot.
50-50 split.
Semitism.
Yeah, Peter's convinced that people are... The circumcision rates are changing because
that's one of the arguments.
the Holocaust.
That's like people have sued hospitals and said, "Why did you circumcise my child?" And they're like,
"Really?"
They're like, "This is Jewish." It's like, "I am Christian. I don't believe in this." So like, oh, okay.
Hey, I'm Catholic, and I'm walking around a little lighter than I did when I was born. You know, I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know. Also, I thought at the hospital they gave you a choice. Like, at some point, the doctor comes into the room and says, "Okay, so, what's up? What do you want?" And then, you know, the dad crosses his legs, and the wife looks around and tries to change the subject, and they flip a coin, I guess, at this point. But, yeah, okay, so if anybody's wondering out there, and I know you are, it's, well, what is it, 56%, or is it less than that? No, it's like 30% now, right?
Yeah, in 09, it went down to 30%, 32.6%.
Get circumcised.
Ridiculous.
Man,
it's
you can say ridiculous.
You look down.
The gray hair thing, though, I know I'm at least doing better than my dad, because he said he found his first gray hairs on his head, mind you, when he was 17.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
That's genetic, isn't it, when you're 17?
Maybe. So did he, like, start writing his bucket list or something, like, at 18? That's what I would be. I'd be, like, in a full panic. Like, this is
no,
it.
But by the time he was 23, he was married and had a 10-year-old. So.
Oh, wow. What? 10-year-old?
What?
Yeah.
Really? Wow, we learned so much about XP.
Nintendo. It's Nintendo. We're resting now. Nintendo. It's a cereal. Wow. Nintendo. Super Mario Jump. Nintendo. Peanut Fruit Flavor Crunch. Nintendo. Here's Zelda 2. Nintendo. It's very good news. Nintendo. You just can't move. Nintendo Cereal System is a super part of this nutritious breakfast. Nintendo. Two cereals at once.
This Christmas, Pepsi would like to help you celebrate the holidays with a chance of winning a present from Mario in the Pepsi Nintendo Holiday Game, where you could win one of thousands of terrific Nintendo prizes, like these action sets, game packs, and best of all, the sensational new Game Boy. So hurry up and play before it's all over. Look for details on how to win your Nintendo prize wherever you see these Pepsi holiday displays.
Now, on your breakfast table, Donkey Kong brand cereal.
Crunchy barrels of fun for breakfast. Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong cereal.
The sweet, crunchy corn taste will drive you ape.
You love the crunch. Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong cereal. Crunchy barrels of fun for breakfast.
It's part of this complete breakfast.
Donkey Kong cereal. You love the crunch.
Hey, Sonic, let's race for a box of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Race for the taste, the honey sweet taste of Honey Nut Cheerios.
It's the honey nutty part of this complete breakfast.
Hey, Sonic, how can I get as good as you?
Race for the taste.
Now, Honey Nut Cheerios offers you free Sega game tips right on the box, plus a chance to instantly win a Sega Genesis with the new Dr. Robotnik or Toe Jam and Earl, Panic on Funkatron. Chances of winning 1 in 10,000. Check mark boxes.
The evil M. Bison has made his bid for world domination. Now the clock is ticking. Who can defeat this madman? Capcom Street Fighter official movie fighters. Colonel Guile and his Street Fighters move in to take Bison out, but arms dealer Victor Sagat destroys their plans with his Devastator.
Fire!
So Guile charges the competition with the savage Street Striker.
Sagat, your time is up.
It's a countdown to the ultimate showdown. Fighting in the street.
For control of the world.
Capcom Street Fighter, the official movie collection. Devastator comes with exclusive Sagat figure.
We call upon the power of Double Dragon. Billy and Jimmy Lee in their Double Dragon Cruiser battle Shadow Master on his Shadow Raven.
Fire! Right over, Shadow Master.
Double Dragon. Figures and vehicles sold separately.
New Soundwave.
Guys, a Mario game for the 3DS that's getting bad reviews. Oh my. Mario Tennis Open.
Gee, what a surprise.
I can't believe it! I can't believe it. I know they've had a pretty good run of Mario games, especially on the 3DS, but apparently this one is foul. It's hit the net. Mario Tennis Open. It's exactly what you think. Mario Tennis. But it's getting like 4s and 5s out of 10s. Apparently people
are bored. Oh, it's a tennis game. Nobody cares about that.
I guess so, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
How many people are flashing back to the Virtual Boy? where the original Mario Tennis was.
Yeah, no. Everybody's, like, getting this, like, they go blind with nostalgia, just thinking back to the Virtual Boy, your eyes just go blind. Dragon's Dogma, this is Capcom, screw you Capcom, but this does look like it's getting good reviews. It's Capcom's big attempt at an action fantasy game. Essentially, it's made by, I think, Devil May Cry and Resident Evil with dragons and Game of Thrones. So essentially, that's what it is. So it's less crazy than Devil May Cry, but it is also very obviously influenced by what's popular right now, which is dragons.
So wait. That means you're playing an emo dragon zombie dragon hunter with gigantic swords?
You can. You create your own character. Oh, yes. Okay. So, with the Black Widow. Or a zombie Hawkeye walking around for no reason. And people get pissy because he's not the real Hawkeye. He's not cracking wise.
Wah.
But the Hulk is awesome in this game. No, you can build your own character. You build your own character, Skyrim-y, I don't know, it's something kind of like that, sort of open world, I think, at some point, but essentially it's Devil May Cry with dragons, and it's a little less, eccentric, I guess. Anyway, Capcom's, betting big on it. It also comes with the demo for Resident Evil 6, and Capcom has also said, you know, based on Street Fighter Cross Tekken with the, on-disc DLC, we're reevaluating that. We know we've upset a lot of people, but just so you know, if we do anything, it won't be whatever we do for the future won't take effect with Dragon's Dogma, which is code for Dragon's Dogma has massive amounts of DLC on the disc. Please don't shoot us.
Just to let you know, we're changing our policies. We're going to hide the code a little better so you can't find it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, essentially. But it was just a really weird statement saying, you know, we understand you're upset. You know, mea culpa. Don't worry about Dragon's Dogma. Don't blame us for that. So, yeah, I mean, expect like 8 gigs of DLC on that bad boy. Tom Clancy games, they still happen. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier is out. And what's sure to be one of the worst games of the year on every platform, Men in Black Alien Crisis. Tie into Men in Black 3. When does Men in Black 3 come out, Peter? Screen view guy.
Sometime in June. Okay. Mid-June, I think.
Okay, so like...
Well, it doesn't really matter because it's after the Avengers, so...
Right! It is, it actually will be, apparently it's releasing this Wednesday.
Oh.
Or this Friday, actually.
It basically doesn't matter because it's even closer to the Avengers.
Yeah. So, it involves time travel, in case you didn't know.
Oh, God.
Josh Brolin is perfectly cast as the young Tommy Lee Jones. He looks exactly the same.
They sound exactly the same, too. It's pretty awesome.
I think he was somehow able to mimic Tommy Lee Jones in one way or another. And then,
that's really creepy.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
That's still kind of awesome. I don't know. Did anybody ask for Men in Black 3? I don't understand this. Why is this happening?
Well, Will Smith might have.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, I need another 100. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
He's like, I got divorced. I need
his movies used to make, like, every summer, he used to have a multi $100 million movie. Like,
oh, yeah.
And now he's like, man.
Yeah, well, that's what I guess a divorce will do, or I don't know. Hey, what happened to his rap career? Has he totally given that up?
Well, you know, he's not 18 anymore.
I know, he's like pushing 50 at this point. He's in his 40s, right? Mid-40s?
43.
He's 43. He could still rap.
Well, that's what happened to his rap career.
I guess so. I guess Snoop Dogg is retired, too. Huh.
He always does music for the movies he makes, so there's going to be a Men in Black 3. Here come the Men in Black 3.
Again.
Yes.
If Tommy Lee Jones gets a few lyrics in, I'll totally buy that. That's all I'm saying. If he can get his rap on, that would be awesome. Men in Black 1 is okay. it's good. I think it's a little overrated. I don't know what you guys
think. It's entertaining.
It's entertaining. Yeah. It's harmless, right? It's kind of there. It's
more
happened.
Importantly, though, it led to a really good cartoon series.
That's true.
Yeah, that was a good cartoon.
Yeah, that was delightful.
At least the first season. The second season wasn't good.
Made by the Godzilla Animated Studio, right?
Yeah. Crew. Which was also a good show.
Which was also way better than the movie that it came from. Of course,
Godzilla
so is...
Godzilla 2000?
Yeah, so is Vomit. I think
no,
nice...
it wasn't Godzilla 2000. Godzilla 2000 was the Japanese Fuck You America movie.
I need to see that one. Is it any good? Is Godzilla 2000 good, or is it just like, yeah, like you
it's
said?
It's a Godzilla movie. I mean, it's a Godzilla movie.
Is that the one with Matthew Broderick, though? Is that it?
No, that's 98.
That was the actual Godzilla, right?
Yeah. It was like the Dean Devlin Godzilla. Yeah.
The American Godzilla is just Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
Or I guess not.
American Godzilla for distinction.
Yes, but didn't the Japanese... Didn't in Godzilla 2000 they said something like that wasn't Godzilla, that was some other lizard thing or something
in
like that?
In one of the subsequent Japanese Godzilla movies, they actually had a monster that looked like American Godzilla get killed by rubber suit Godzilla.
In a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
So that was how they responded directly to that one.
I love it. Yeah.
The Japanese people hated Godzilla. The American
Our Godzilla.
Yeah. Yeah. The 98 version.
Wouldn't you? I don't mind it. I guess I don't mind it.
I only saw it once, so I have no idea.
I hate the movie. I don't, hate the monster design in and of itself. I mean, it is what it is. I don't know. It's a T-Rex thing. It's an atomic T-Rex, but, you know, it's not Godzilla, but it's fine.
Well, that's kind of what Godzilla started out from.
Hey, speaking of movies, Tekken. Tekken was one of the worst movies ever. And it was released 2 years ago, I believe. You can still catch it every now and then on G4. Don't. But it does air on G4. They're making a prequel. So that's going to suck. But they are. So look out for that. Oh, and I like this. The only thing worthwhile from the press release was instead of casting superstars like they did in the first movie, they claim, this time they're going to look for hidden gems and undiscovered names. So that's... going to speak well for the quality of acting that we're going to get, but look out for that next year. Okay, so Blizzard has apologized for Diablo 3's errors and delays at launch. It's been kind of a mess, but this is also a game that players are going to play for years, and it's the launch of a gigantic PC game, so it's going to be crappy, and it was crappy, so a lot of this stuff will probably be patched out within a month. Anyway, they apologized. The one thing that I'm sad about is they also delayed the real money auction house that they're creating for Diablo, where you can spend real money to get virtual items for Diablo.
Yeah,
which
they
is
cut
awesome.
Out, they essentially cut out the middleman, right?
Yeah.
They cut out the eBay.
Yeah, because this already happens all the time, so why not just do it yourself? But they delayed it. It's still going to happen. They delayed it. But once that opens, oh, that's going to be delicious. It's going to be a great social experiment. Anyway, also, hey, Rob, you're going to like this one right before the random hypothetical. So there may be a kind soul to some degree at Sony. Sony of America CEO Jack Tretton is reportedly against the idea of locking out the secondhand market for next-generation consoles. He believes that used games are a natural part of the ecosystem, and that in the next-gen consoles, if we lock out used games, it would be an anti-consumer move. So, huzzah.
Yeah, you know, I don't really think this is completely altruistic, because
when your leading
competitor says, or is rumored to say, we're not going to let you play used games anymore, obviously you're going to score a lot of points with the fan base by going, hey, you can still play used games on our next system.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I don't disagree that he's probably a two-faced businessman, but at least this coincides with popular opinion.
Yes, I'm really not caring what the motivation is, as long as they're telling the truth, and if that's what he said, he's entirely right, because it is an anti-consumer move, so...
Yes,
very nice. Even though, it's just, his motivation is, greed, but in this case, that's okay. It's all right, bro. Whatever. All right, bro.
So for those who I am not sure what you're who said that you're not allowed to use
play.
So, one of the thousand rumors going around about the next Xbox specifically is that it will have a lockout mechanism for used games. So, one way or another, it'll be impossible to play old 360 games on it that are. One way or another, playing used games will not be possible on that machine. So. It's either so games will either require a first time usage code, so that would come free with the new game. But if you want to play the game, you input the code, and then that code's gone. So you'd have to buy another code to play the game again on a different machine, or some other way of it just sensing that this game has been played on another machine before.
That sounds like
it also coincides with one of the other rumors, which was that it would be no physical media games.
Yes, that too. And in that case, obviously, it's very easy to do that, to lock out.
Right, but I feel like if I mean they, I guess I mean, but I mean the DVD is still not dead yet. So
no.
I mean, essentially, when cars stopped adding in tape decks, like the tapes just died off. But I feel like this is just—it's such a convoluted and expensive implementation, just to stop people from playing games on an old console anyway.
Yes,
it is. So, and they're gonna run up if they do it that way. They're gonna run up against how many people in the country actually have high-speed internet versus how many they think do.
Another one of the rumors, I think we said, is that next generation consoles will have to have a constant internet connection. So, I mean, there's a good chunk of the country that can't do that, and it would be a significant to your bottom line if it.
Well, yeah, I mean, like my sister's family does not have a home internet connection at all.
Yeah,
they live too far out to get cable or anything. And who wants to have dial-up? I mean, you might as well just not have it at that point.
Right, that's right. You might as well use a string and cups. But think of it for them. Think how crazy it would be to tell someone like that, oh, okay, so you can't play console video games. What? That's, like, the weirdest thing. It's like, oh, you don't have high-speed internet? Ah, you can't play, like, a Genesis. That's so weird.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's so weird. Okay, what is also weird is the random hypothetical. Yes!
That does not surprise me.
Yes, nice transition. Okay, guys, based on the Harry discussion earlier, here's the random hypothetical. I need a rimshot sound effect. I'm going to get one, and I'm playing it right now. the random hypothetical, the joys of post-production. You're going to go completely gray in 12 months. So the question is, where? So you're going to go completely gray either on all your hair from the neck up or all your hair from the neck down. Rob, which one is it? Think about it. Neck up or neck down?
I guess I'll go with the neck down.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. It's one of those questions where it sounds easy to answer until you really think about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a very easy question. It's a very easy answer. But...
All right, Peter.
In my Asian genes, I don't have much hair.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. I have chest hair and I have a lot of arm hair and stuff like that. So it's very easy. Neck down.
So you just went from telling us you're completely bald naturally from the neck down to actually having a very hairy chest and arms.
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, so you're going to stand by the... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Peter's on the swim team. XV.
Man, this is terrible.
I'll go gray up.
Okay, so XV's going to look distinguished.
Besides, if it gets to bothering me, I can always shave my head.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
But then
you'll
go bald.
Well, shaving my head has always been my plan if I was to go bald naturally. So.
Would you keep the goatee? Would you keep the beard?
Yeah, I would just color it.
He has to.
Okay. All right. Very nice. He has to.
It's a thing called Just for Men. That's what you can do.
A touch of gray.
The ladies
also.
Love Just for Men.
mean, I would keep it because I have a very weak and characterless chin.
Okay, well, that's very a very honest assessment of yourself. If you do shave, like, everything up here, at least once, try it with shaved eyebrows, too. So, like, literally from, like, your nose up, no hair. No hair, and see if anybody notices. That'd be awesome. I'm going neck down. Peter, what were you going to say?
No, then you'll look like, if you ever watch the show Fringe, it would look like those guys. They just have no hair. They have no, like, no hair in their head. They just...
Really? They have no eyebrows? Dude, awesome. I'm going to start watching Fringe. But yes, yes, I would go... That's
just
awesome,
just time for the
dude.
Last season.
Oh, sad. How many seasons have they had?
They just finished fourth, and they're getting 13 episodes for fifth and final season. So.
Okay, so they get 13 episodes to wrap everything up.
Yep. And okay, just cool. And it hits the magic number of 100, so they can just crap out of it.
What a coincidence!
Yeah, I know. What is? I'm pretty sure they didn't think
that
about
what they're doing to Community.
Does it? Oh yeah, because they got like a half season or something, didn't it?
Yeah, 13 episodes. Yeah, is that's about 9 less. But they hit 4 too. So, yep.
Okay. So they hit 100.
Yeah.
Man.
Unless you're like Big Bang Theory, and then you can sell like 50.
Still big. And you're on TBS every other hour, essentially.
Yeah. and all those like My Network televisions for like 3 hours.
Big Bang Network. Very nice. So I'm gonna go with the neck down. Because I can't imagine what somebody with my skin complexion and completely white hair... I would look like a Final Fantasy character. I mean, it's like, ow, nobody has that color combination. What's going on? So yeah, that's why. Always, at all costs, avoid looking like a Final Fantasy character in life.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm much too heavy for that.
That's true. Right.
Now, Peter might have to worry about that a little bit.
Well, Peter, you gotta get better clothes, man. If you're gonna be a Final Fantasy character, you're gonna get to get lots of, like, buckles and chains.
Zippers.
And just, like,
wait,
zippers,
why am I a Final
man?
Character all of a sudden?
Because we want you to be.
Because you're the one that's supposed like a 12-year-old boy.
That's right, you've got that youthful appearance. You can, so you can rock the very dubiously aged, over-zippered, you know, very exotic-looking person.
Now, right? If you were to, like, dye your hair, like, you know, very light blonde and grow it out a little bit, maybe spike it, then you'd really look like a Final Fantasy character because nobody could tell if you were a guy or a girl.
Yeah. We're just saying. I don't know. We're just saying.
That's too much, I don't like to fuss with many things, so the hair would definitely be ridiculous.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah, that'd
be a problem. What about, like, the over-zippered jacket shirt thing with a gun blade holstered, like, you know, right down on your side?
I don't know. I like clothing that's functional, so I don't like it when it's zippered to just look like a brassiere. I'm not really into it.
You got zippers for no reason. Seriously, like, the Final Fantasy characters, they have, like, zippers, and even if, like, you unzipped it right there, you have no idea what would happen.
Like, yeah. You know what it's mean? It's like I'm wearing the shirt, and all of a sudden there's a zipper right here, and I unzip it, and nothing happens. And it's like, look, another part of the shirt.
That's right. Yeah, well, what would happen is there'd be another zipper underneath it.
Yeah.
So on that note, awesome, guys, awesome. Let's do Soundwave for the week of 5/20.
2-1-0. Game over.
I love the power glove. It's so bad.
Like, I am Christian. I don't believe in this.
This has been New Soundwave. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production.